Well, good evening, everyone. This is Alex Mondosian, and I want to welcome you to the 11 Forgotten Laws call. Now, I want you to grab a pen right now because we're going to refer to this URL, this website, again and again. It's critically important that you write it down now so you can listen in because we have a very special guest tonight. You know who he is. I want you to write down www.the11forgottenlaws.com/special. It's a very special site. Write that down. We'll refer to it later. The 11 Forgotten, F-O-R-G-O-T-T-E-N, laws, laws.com/special. It's very important that you have the /special, and we'll tell you why in a bit. Now, my guest tonight is considered, by me anyway, and by millions of others, he has millions of students throughout the world, especially in the United States, as the 20th century Napoleon Hill. And he knows all about the movie The Secret. He was in the movie The Secret. He knows all about the Law of Attraction, and he knows about the Forgotten Laws, which we'll be talking about today. He doesn't need an introduction because you know all about him and the work he's done. You've seen him on television on the Oprah Winfrey Show. You've seen him on Larry King and many other national TV shows. He lives in Toronto. Bob Proctor, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Alec. Good to be here.
Okay, well, quickly, let's dive into The Secret and the Law of Attraction. For those who may not be familiar with the movie The Secret and the Law of Attraction, let's give a 60-second background, and then why the Law of Attraction is not enough, especially in these troubled times in the U.S. economy.
Well, you know, when you talk about the laws, you're really diving into the deep end of the pool, Alex. There's so much to learn, and it's so vital, because if you don't understand it, you're really a plaything for what's going on around you. The Law of Attraction is a powerful law, but it's only one of a number of laws, and it's like one ingredient in a good cake. If you want to bake a good cake, you need all the ingredients, and you have to know how to mix them together. So I think the Law of Attraction in The Secret really created an awareness of, I don't know, 200-300 million people became aware that this is an orderly universe. It's also a friendly universe, and it does operate in an orderly manner. I think the best way to look at it, Alex, is to say a law is something that works every time for every person, everywhere, exactly the same way. It doesn't change. And so the secret really created a conscious awareness globally that there are laws, and if we're going to live a really fulfilled life, we're going to have to gain an understanding of these laws and then attempt to bring our life in harmony with them.
Well, every law has a definition, so define again for us the Law of Attraction, because we have many people listening right now rolling their eyes saying, yeah, I've heard of it, but it doesn't really work for me. Define the Law of Attraction for us.
Well, first of all, Alex, the Law of Attraction works for everyone. There are no exceptions. And when a person says it's not working for me, what they're really saying is it's not working the way I want it to work. But the truth is the Law of Attraction never changes. It operates the same way. It's like the Law of Gravity. You can take the Law of Gravity. You're either living in harmony with it or you're violating it. The Law of Gravity has me sitting on my chair right now, not bouncing off the ceiling. But if I walked off a tall building, I would be in pretty bad shape because I'd be going down at a pretty rapid clip. Well, it's the same with the Law of Attraction. You're going to attract into your life whatever's in harmony with your mental state, with your subconscious programming. And our objective is to gain an understanding of that along with the other laws and then continually be working at altering our program. Because every one of us is programmed, and the program dictates what we attract into our life. It's like a magnetic force. It's drawing to us whatever we're in harmony with. And we have to gain an understanding. See, understanding is the key. And in school, we're programmed to read, remember, and repeat. That isn't going to work. It's never going to work. It gives you a conscious understanding of it, but it isn't going to do you any good.
Well, I have a couple examples. If you don't understand how to utilize a computer or the internet or Google, then it doesn't have much impact on your life. And if you accidentally drop something precious to you, then the law of gravity is not working for you. It's working against you, but it's always there, and it's always something you can count on working. You just have to be working in concert and in harmony with it and not against it. Would those two examples be relevant?
Well, they would. You know, if you, we've heard of Google. If you don't know what Google is or don't know how to use it, it's certainly not going to do you any good. I was mentioning if you walk off a tall building, you're going to go down and you're going to get hurt or killed. By the same token, you could be at the top of a tall building and maybe 10 stories up and have something you want someone on the ground to get, and you could let it go and it would fall to the ground. Now, based on something that isn't going to break, then you'd be using that law in your favor. The same thing would be working. Something would be dropping from a high building. But you see, you're using the law. You're working with the law, and you're using it to your benefit. If a person doesn't understand the law, the odds of them using it in their favor are rather slim, especially since we're programmed to violate these laws, which sounds rather strange, but it's true. You know, it's not an accident, Alex, that a high percentage of the population struggle right from the cradle to the grave. That is not an accident. The vast majority of people never really enjoy the good life. They could, but they don't. We see people coming out of ghettos and out of very bad sets of circumstances and rise to positions of great height. And so that's proof that it can be done. But most people never, ever go beyond where they're at because they just don't understand the rules or the laws that govern their success.
But a small percentage do, Bob. A small percentage do, and so for the massive majority that can't or doesn't because maybe they don't know enough, I don't know what the reason is. It is the law of attraction enough during these current economic problems we have.
Something you mentioned there is interesting. You say a small percentage do. A small percentage live in harmony with them most of the time, but there would only be a small percentage of that particular group that really understand what's happening. Most people that are highly successful cannot articulate on why they are. And because they can't, and we don't know, and they don't know, we just assume that they've been blessed with some talent and ability that the rest of the world doesn't have, which is not true. Like, you go into a large company and look at the sales force. I've worked in companies where they have a sales force of, let's say, 20,000 people. And I'm talking about a large insurance company or something like that. They don't know what their star performers are doing. Now, the star performers are living in harmony with the law. They're doing it, but they're unconscious of what they're doing. They're unconscious competence. The beautiful part of what we're doing with this program, we are making people consciously aware. So they're going to become conscious competence. And when you understand this, then you are in charge of where you go and what you do. When I went into some of these large companies, the top performers were looking at what I was doing and saying, man, I never really got this before. And they start to see why they're winning. I had a man come up to me in New York, Alex, and great big guy many years ago. And he said, I really want to thank you for what you've shared with me, because we were working with these laws for 3 days. And he said, this is the first time I understood what I did. And I said, what did you do? He said, I won the gold medal in the decathlon in the Olympics in Melbourne, Australia in 1957, a long time ago. But he said, all these years I never understood what happened, because he came from an ordinary background in New Jersey. His name was Milt Campbell. But as I started to explain the laws, he started to think, well, that's what I was doing. But you see, the number of people that understand this are so few and far between. And the beautiful part about this program, the way it's put together, it's so complete that people are really going to grasp it, and then they're going to be in charge.
Well, if you've just joined us, we're with Bob Proctor, and if you have a pen, write this down, because there's a reason for it, and there's a reason only a few people get access to it, because there's a limited quantity available. Since this is a first introduction to it, we're finding out and experimenting what the level of demand is going to be. We think high, but we're going to find out tonight, and that is www.the11forgottenlaws.com/special. www.the11forgottenlaws.com/special. Make sure you spell it correctly. Now, at the11forgottenlaws.com, that's where the main invitation letter is going to be. But for tonight, if you are listening, you have a head start. And by having a head start, you'll get access to these forgotten laws. You heard Bob just say, if you were on with us, that many people don't live in harmony with the law of attraction. And some people don't even realize there are other laws, and they've always been around. They're forgotten. So let's introduce some of the forgotten laws. There are forgotten laws out there, Bob, yes, and they are extremely important to be not only lived in with harmony, but they're important during these troubled times with the economic situation we have here in the United States anyway. What are the forgotten laws, and why do you call them forgotten?
Well, they're forgotten because we're really not trained to understand them, Alex. I'll give you an example. There's a law of non-resistance. You say, what the heck is that? The law of non-resistance. Well, let's think. Whatever you resist persists. And it's a strange thing. If there's resistance, we have a tendency to fight it. It's part of our animalistic nature, fight or flight. It's react. Now, the professionals do not resist. There's non-resistance. They let the resistance go. They don't let it bother them because they understand this law, and they can see that it's a force that's working against them, but it only works against them as long as they give it energy. And what you've just mentioned is an excellent example. There are troubled times. The economy is, it's like it's in a popcorn shaker. Nobody really knows where it's going to settle. But there's one thing we do know, or some of us know, that regardless of what's going on outside, if we maintain order inside, our world is going to move in the direction we want it to move. You see, the financial community does not control everyone's life, even though it may appear like they do. The news broadcasts, the television, the radio, the newspapers, globally, it's not just in the United States, it's a global problem. You can go to Japan or go to Europe, and you're going to see the same thing. And we're being inundated with bad information. Now, if you're attempting to grow and grow your finances and move into a more solid financial position, I'm going to tell you what you're hearing is resistance to that. We don't have to let that bother us. We have the ability within ourselves to maintain control of the direction we're taking in our life. We were given free will. The human being is a powerful creature. The problem is most people don't really understand that.
Now, when you look at the power of an atom, until people knew how to split it, they really didn't know the power inside that atom. But when you look at the power of attraction, if there are other laws involved, does the law of attraction become even more powerful when people start remembering and utilizing these other laws?
I don't know as it becomes more powerful, Alex, but it's more favorable. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
See, your body, your mind and body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of energy. It can only attract like energy. If you're in a very good vibration, you cannot attract bad energy. Now, there may be bad energy around you, but it's not going to stick. It is not in harmony with you. It's like if you take water and you put a drop of oil near it and push the drop of oil over to the water is not, it's not going to mix with the water. It won't resonate with the water. Well, it's the same if you look at yourself as being a mass of energy and you're in a very positive vibration. Although there's negative energy around, it will not mix with you. You will, though, attract other positive people. You'll attract positive situations. Now, you see, we have to gain an understanding of how to do that, because in the face of resistance, it's very easy to take our attention and place it on what the news broadcasts are firing at us, rapid fire, television, radio, newsprint, and it's coming at us very strong. There's a powerful resistant force to stop people from moving ahead financially. Now, most people are fighting that. They're resisting it. Whatever you resist persists. We've got to understand that in the worst economic times in the history of civilization, there was people winning. There was people becoming multimillionaires. And in the best economic times, there's people losing. They're losing everything they've got. Why? It's because we are governed by laws. And as we gain an understanding of how the law of attraction works, and then bring our mind in harmony with it, that's when we start to move ahead. And that is the beautiful thing about this entire program. We get into this. You see, there's a law of sacrifice that the average individual is in complete darkness about. We think sacrifice is letting go of something. What we're actually doing is creating a space for the good that we desire. Nature abhors a vacuum. And until we understand this concept of law of sacrifice, the law of attraction isn't going to do us any good. But as we start to attract, as we start to understand how the law of sacrifice and the law of resistance in harmony with the law of attraction works, then we can start to see the good's here. We just have to get in harmony with it. But this isn't this. You don't pick this up on a teleseminar like this. The most that you and I could hope to do in this teleseminar is whet a person's appetite, help them understand, listen, there is help here. Get it and use it. Don't ignore it. Don't say, oh, well, I'll never understand this. Because then you are letting yourself be a plaything for everything that's going on around. And you're not going to win. The odds of you winning are so remote that it's not even worth talking about. But as you understand the laws and bring them together to work in harmony, they come together like a Rubik's Cube. In the mind of most people, it's so complicated. But you see, complication is just another word for ignorance. Mystery is another word for ignorance. As we gain an understanding, Alex, the whole world starts to look different. Solomon said that many years ago. He was a pretty bright guy, according to history. He said, in all you're getting, get understanding.
Well, we're going to talk about the benefits to the listener, because this is an introductory offer, and it is an offer because it's an experiment. This is the first time this has ever been offered worldwide. And Bob, I'm going to ask you one or two success stories or examples of how people who have worked in harmony with these laws have had success. But we're talking about the 11 forgotten laws. If you are listening, go to www.the11forgottenlaws.com/special. Please read it carefully. We're talking about an 12 CD set just to begin with. And I'm going to ask Bob later why to go back and repeat and listen again and again, and why this teleseminar can't be enough. We're talking about the law of thinking, the law of supply, the law of attraction, of course, the law of receiving, the law of increase, the law of compensation, the law of non-resistance, which you heard Bob briefly talk about, the law of forgiveness, the law of obedience and sacrifice and success. These laws are talked about in this set, and you get the audio transcripts. You get a very important ebook called Working with the Law ebook, and you'll also get a nice, handsome case that all of this goes into. But none of that, just looking at it and having it in your library, is not going to make the difference. You have to utilize it, and you have to listen to these again and again. I've heard Bob, and Bob is the one who taught me to go back and listen again and again, because anytime my mind wanders, I'm not listening, or I'm not consuming the information on what's happening at that particular time on a CD, and I got to go back and I listen to it. And I go, wow, that was there, but I didn't notice it before. So I want to talk about that, Bob. I've heard you lecture about it. Right now, how will these laws benefit our listeners, the 250 who take action now? How will they benefit? And then give us a few stories.
Well, let me give you one example, and it's a good example because he's a good friend of yours, John Assaraf. You know, I'm going to read you something John wrote. He said, when I met Bob Proctor, I was 20 years old, flat broke, heading in the wrong direction in life. In addition, I had no idea how I was going to build a life for myself, and that would have meaning and purpose. Well, he said, it's been 27 years since I first attended Bob's program, started to study. What he taught me and continues to teach me over the years has allowed me to make millions of dollars and live a very fulfilling life. Now, John's featured on The Secret. He's got books on the New York Times bestseller list. When I met John, he lived in a suburb of Toronto here. He was a young guy that without selling real estate, trying to find leads, trying to sell a house, and wasn't doing well. As he started to see how these laws worked and started to put them into work in his life and then continued to over the years, he skyrocketed ahead. He owns a big part or a good part of a very big real estate company that he doesn't even work at anymore. It's a passive income he's got. I saw him earn up to $18 million on one project that he was involved in. John has put these laws to work. He's put them to work in the Law of Attraction on The Secret, where he talks about his mind map. But he's just one example. You know, there's been thousands of people that have attended programs that have really studied into this, Alex. And it's the studying and what you're talking about, the repetition of it. It's the repetition that creates awareness. And that's all we need is awareness. You see, the laws are in our life, all the powers in our life, all the potentials in our life. Everyone has exactly the same thing going for them. It's the lack of awareness and lack of understanding that is causing the problem. And as we start to gain an understanding, everything starts to happen in a big way, as it did for John. But I could name you all kinds of people, and the same thing has happened. And when the person begins to listen to this, it's through repetition over and over and over again. You see, if you could imagine the sound of my voice like right now. Now, as I'm talking, an idea is going to hit your consciousness and you're going to take off on a thought trip. You're going to hear what I'm saying, but you're not listening to me because you're thinking about something. You're thinking, darn, that's right. That's the way that happened. And then you stop thinking and you come back and you start listening again. Now, what went on between when that idea that I explained hit your mind and you went off on a thought trip and you come back and start to listen again? I gave you some phenomenal information, but you didn't get it. You heard it, but you weren't listening. You see, we hear with our ears, we listen with our emotions. And it's through repetition of us getting emotionally involved with these various laws that make the difference in our life. You talked about one being the law of forgiveness. The law of forgiveness is letting go. We've got to let go of what we don't want, Alex, to make room for what we do want. And as we get into that, you know, I've mentioned sacrifice, I've mentioned forgiveness, non-resistance, although I've hit on a couple of key points. If you take any one of them and you say, I'm going to take these and I'm going to use this over a year, and you may be thinking, my goodness, it's going to take me a year. Hey, listen, it's going to take you a lifetime. I'm still using it. I use it all the time. But over the next year, you could literally turn your annual income into a monthly income. Now, does that happen at the end of the year? No, it happens as you go through the year. Because as you take one of these laws and you start playing it through repetition, put it on in your car, put it on when you're working out or when you're in your shower, and you keep playing it, ideas are going to keep popping into your head. And you're going to become very, very familiar with the laws. It's like when I started to make PowerPoint slides, I had no idea what I was doing. I would get Gina, my assistant, to come and I'd say, this is what I want. She'd make it. And I said, Gina, that's not what I want. She says, that's what you said you wanted. And I realized that I wasn't transferring the picture from my mind to her mind right. So I took a couple of lessons and then I started to work at it. Well, I got very good at it, but it took a while and I kept getting better and better and better. And that's the way it is with these laws. You bring your life more and more and more into harmony. And as you're doing it, your income increases, your health gets better, you have a better social life, everything in your life, because everything on the outside is an expression of what's going on the inside, and you're changing the inside. Take any one of these laws. It's well worth the investment of the full program and the bonuses that we're offering here. Why are we doing this? Because we want everybody to understand. I want everybody to understand this like I understand it. It's like Golden Rule Jones in The Science of Getting Rich says, what I want for myself, I want for everybody, Alex.
Mm-hmm. And if you're listening right now, if it sounds like I am going to do everything to motivate, inspire, and influence you to continue your education with these 11 forgotten laws, then believe me, I am, because they are important. They're important not only because this is an introductory offer for the first time, but the bonuses, and I'm not going to talk about what they are. I want you to take your mouse, grab your mouse, and go to the11forgottenlaws.com/special. Now, once all the 250 courses are gone, once the CD set is gone, then we'll decide what's going to happen next. But this is a head start on this teleseminar. You took advantage of one of many of the combination of the laws of actually showing up and listening. The 11forgottenlaws.com is where the main sales letter is going to be, an introduction letter. The 11forgottenlaws.com/special is where I want you to go now, because it gives you the full story on the specials. It tells you John Assaroff's story. He's right there with his picture. It gives you many videos you can read about. It does introduce one person I want you to talk about just for a moment, Mary Manon Morrissey. Who is she, and why is she a part of this?
Mary Morrissey is a very interesting lady. She's a very dear friend of mine. I met her, 15, 20 years ago. She had studied with the author of Working with the Law, Raymond Halliwell, for a number of years when he was alive in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, at the same time she studied with him, I came in contact with him, although I didn't know her. And the two of us had been studying the same laws, we've been studying the same material for approximately 20 years before we met each other. And then we began to work together with this. So we have put years and years of study into this, and Mary and I decided we were going to bring these laws to the attention of everyone in the world that we could reach. And being as how the secret grabbed the attention of so many millions of people, we thought this is the perfect time to do it. So we're going to get into the draft of the secret and help people understand how to take the secret and apply it in their life for the good that they desire. Mary has done extremely well in her life. I have done extremely well in my life. But it's because of the understanding we've got. And when the two of us came together, when you put two powerful forces together, you don't come out with 2 + 2 = 4. You come out with 24, 44. It compounds the power of the information. And that's really what we've done here. The two of us have brought our understanding together, and in the explanation of this program and all of these laws. So it's extremely important. Mary's coming at it from her perspective, and she, of course, female. I'm coming at it from my perspective, and I, of course, being male, and we brought them together. Now, the law of gender decrees you have to have both to have anything. So we've got the male-female perception of these laws and how we're using them, and I think everybody's going to fall in love with this as they get into it. Even one of them can change your life. But when you get all 12, and that's what you're getting here, all 12, the 11 forgotten ones are the ones outside of the law of attraction. But you put the law of attraction with it, and away you go. And one of them is working with the law. That is one of the laws, working with the law, that we show a person, we explain in detail, Alex, how to do that. This, in the 40 years I've been in the business, I believe this is one of the most powerful things that I've ever had the pleasure of being involved with. And the program that's being offered, it's unprecedented. I've never seen anything like it. And I've been around the business since the early 60s.
Well, you have the world bestseller. Millions have gotten access to it. You were born to be rich. And this one, I think, is a crowning achievement of yours. I think people were meant to remember the 11 forgotten laws. And with the law of attraction, which is the 12th law, as you just mentioned, this is a complete package. This is a complete system of understanding all 12 laws. And, you know, in looking at the movie The Secret, it really was 1/12 the potency in understanding the other 11 laws, since there are 12 that you talk about, as this package. And once people go and dive into it, you can see what's there. You can look at all the tracks. The 11 forgotten laws means that you get 95 tracks of audio training at your fingertips. It's not just like this teleseminar where you listen to it and then we're gone. You get access to Bob again and again and again. And you get access to Bob, and he mentioned the law of gender, and Mary again and again and again. And whether you're on a John Deere lawnmower or in your car, whether you're on a bus or you're in the gym and you're listening, listening is a lot easier than reading many times, because you don't have to hold up a book and look at it. This is listening to these CD tracks so you can listen again and again and again. There's a step-by-step online workbook, possibly the single most important and powerful aspect to this program, which is critically important and usually just glossed over, is if, when you get access to this, you will get to interact with the other members of the community for peer learning and support. Other members who are applying the laws and struggling with the laws. Other members who are having successes and not having successes, you get to interact with them. Why is that interaction, do you feel, Bob, so important? Because that has never happened. There haven't been communities that have been organized, but this time we're doing it.
Well, you know, Alex, it's vitally important from many different points of view, but interaction is really where the learning takes place. Learning is interaction. It's acting on the idea. It's the feedback from the idea, and it's sharing perceptions. You see, perception is a mental faculty, and as you get another person's perception of something, that's when your mind starts to expand. And then something else you mentioned, the volume of this program, it's enormous. You know, for many years, there was companies selling encyclopedias, and I suppose they still are, but it was a great resource for the family just to go and get information. This is a library of information that is vital to a person's success. So the whole family can refer to this. You could have a big family and they could all be studying it at the same time. There's so much information. And we've got to understand what we don't fix, our kids inherit. So if we go through life in the dark and ignorance as to these laws, odds are pretty good our children are going to as well. And there's no need of that now. We can turn this into a wonderful experience. And then you get into the chat rooms, like you're saying, and you start chatting back and forth. You see, if we take, I have a very good friend of mine who, he lives in Australia now. He's actually from Malaysia, John Yeo. John and I get together and we brainstorm. We exchange ideas. We do chat, and we have great exchanges. You know, I think if you talk to John, he'd say he really benefits from chatting with me. And I can tell you unequivocally, I really benefit from chatting with him. There's a benefit to this. And then you're going to find people will be forming mastermind groups where they study individual laws here. They just take one of the 12 and they start to study them. So this is going to move into something that is a social learning network where understanding is expanding, and when that happens, prosperity, health, all the good things follow along with it. So the entire program is structured in such a way, Alex, that we would have to stay on here for a week to talk about the benefits. A person has to go and investigate this, but they have to make a decision. The investment is so ridiculously low, and the return on investment is so enormous and long-lasting. It's lasted me my whole life, and I'm continuing to run with it.
Well, the investment is ridiculously low, and this is a pre-publication release, and we're doing it so that we can build and begin this community. This has never been done before, and if you want to get the full story and see the surprise bonus gifts, we're doing that deliberately to pique your curiosity and go to the page. We're doing that so you can take action and go look at the page. And the page is the 11 forgottenlaws.com/special. The 11, again, that's the number 11, forgottenlaws.com/special. And, you know, 11 is an interesting number because 1 and 1 don't make 2. 1 and 1 make 11 for those who have lived in harmony with many of these laws. And one of the laws, if it's okay with you, in our final 7 minutes, Bob, of this teleseminar, the law of sacrifice, if it's okay, I'd like to focus on the law of sacrifice. When people read the main invitation page, they'll read about the Abraham Lincoln effect and the rubber bat theory and many other descriptions of the law of sacrifice. If anyone's listening right now, if you sacrifice a dinner for two, one dinner for two in the next year or in the next day, then it could easily, this course, these 12 CDs could easily be yours just by sacrificing a dinner for two in any city. Let's talk about the law of sacrifice. Why is that such an important law?
That's a marvelous point you're bringing up, Alex. If you do sacrifice a dinner for two or one or two dinners, that's giving up something of a lower nature to receive something of a higher nature, and that's what people are going to learn as they get into the law of sacrifice. It's like the little kid saying, I'm going to give up the ice cream cone now so I can get the bicycle later.
Yeah.
See, we're making space for the good that we desire. We're getting out of, most people live like minnows in the shallows. We're getting out into the deep. The law of sacrifice is such a beautiful law. It really has to do with creating a space for the good that you desire. And what you're going to give up and what you're going to receive, that's what this law is going to teach you all the way through life. Sacrifice isn't losing. Sacrifice is making space for something great. There's another law that ties into that so well, Alex. It's the law of increase. You know, Earl Nightingale's definition of success is probably the best I've ever heard. He said it is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Progressive means continually moving in an upward direction. It doesn't mean go up and level out for a little while and, you know, and then start off again. Increase and success and it ties in together. People will learn how to increase everything. It doesn't mean you lose. It means you create space to create something greater. And as we get into this, we start to understand there is a law of increase.
Yeah.
You don't have to settle for a good month this month and then next month a bad month. So many sales forces see that, well, you can't have a good month every month. Yes, you can. You can have a better month every month. We're working with infinite power and exact laws. So as we start to understand this concept of sacrifice, of creating a space for the good, and then the law of increase, how we can continually move ahead and put that in with the law of attraction, they all come together. It's like a beautiful mosaic, Alex. And I just really wish, you know, I get into this, I get pretty emotional about it because it's taken my income from 4,000 to millions and helped me build friends all over the world. I mean, it had such an impact on my life. I'm 74. I got more energy than most people that are 24. And it's because of understanding these laws. So if I could just take even one and get into it in great depth in this program, but I have never learned how to do that. All I can do is just give you a peek at it. You know, it's like just tasting the icing on the cake. You've got to get into this cake. You've got to realize that the ingredients that has put this together is so phenomenal. And I've got to be honest, I didn't put the whole thing together. I worked with Mary on the laws and the program. The entire program has been put together by people much brighter than myself that I'm working with because I respect them and they respect me. And it's like we're working together here on this, Alex. Hopefully we've created a desire in the mind of the listener to get into this, change the life of your family, of your friends, of your relatives. This is what you need, especially in the economic climate we're in. You need it in every climate, but this is where you can really benefit. And I've got to encourage people to get their friends to go to this site. Don't just go themselves, because there's a phenomenal bonus, but it's not for everybody. It doesn't last, and it's important people get into it.
I'm going to recommend that, you know, as you learn each law, to teach it so that you master it. You know, mastery will find you if you teach something long enough, and that's why you're hearing Bob. He has mastered this, and this is like the game Othello. I mean, you can learn it in minutes, but it takes a lifetime to master. The reason I focused on sacrifice, if you're listening right now, that word has this, oh, I got to give something up, but giving up something of a lower order, like a cocoon, could lead to greater things, like a butterfly. And that's the number one reason I think many of my students, and many of them are thought leaders, you know, in marketing. You know them. They're friends of yours, Bob. Even at the highest level of success, people will get, they'll thump their head up against a glass ceiling because they're not willing to create that vacuum for a higher order of greatness. So the law of sacrifice is just one of the 12 laws. There are 11 forgotten laws. The one that everyone remembers is the law of attraction, but that's 1/12 of the ingredient to make all of these laws work. And again, going back to repetition, because this is an audio, you don't have to be in front of your computer. You don't have to be in front of your television. You don't have to be in front of your iPod and watching this. You can listen and multitask while you're listening just to get the good stuff in. Is there a prescribed way in listening to this program, Bob, that you listen? I know you probably have read and listened to the Law of Attraction, Think and Grow Rich hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and you're still learning from it. Is there a prescribed way that you would recommend once people have this in their hands?
Well, first of all, I think they should satisfy their own curiosity and go through the entire program, And as they're going through it, make a few notes. They've got a good workbook to go with, but make a few notes. And then select the one that they feel that would help them the most. Spirit or the energy will lead them to that one. And then take that one, set the rest on the shelf for the time being, and then start to play that and play it all day, everywhere you go, for a month. And you're going to develop an understanding, and then go back and pick another one. But, you know, I was thinking as you're talking, Alex, you know, we're talking about the law of increase. It's because our method of communication has increased so dramatically over the past few years that this is being able to be offered at such a ridiculously small investment and to the entire world. If we hadn't have increased our means of communication, this would have never been possible. We would have never been able to reach the people we're reaching. That's what I would recommend. Go through the whole program to satisfy your curiosity. That's a little research. And then there's going to be one that just grabs you. It gets your emotions. Take that one law and then saturate your mind with it. And then go back and do another one. Like you mentioned with Think and Grow Rich, I've been reading that since 1961. I carry it everywhere I go. I never stop reading it, and I never stop learning from it.
Well, going through it once kind of gives everyone an aerial view, and then whichever of the laws piques the interest, go and delve really deep in that. That is just by that one instruction alone. That's not like how a lot of people listen to CDs. They listen to something that piques their interest, and then there's maybe 80% of it that's there that could have piqued interest, but they didn't get to it. So go through the whole thing once and then come back to the one that interests you most. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Alex. And something you just mentioned there triggered it in my mind. That's a little trick that I learned over a long, long period of time. Keep in mind, I did start to study this in 1961, and I've never stopped. So I've learned a number of little secrets to, you don't shortcut, you just make it easier to get it faster. And all those beautiful little secrets that I've gained over a lifetime are included in these recordings. There are thousands of things that I've picked up that everybody can benefit from. So this is so loaded with value that a person just can't afford to miss it, Alex. It's really powerful.
Well,
because it's how this whole universe operates,
yes.
And let's get in harmony with it. And then, see, happiness, health, and wealth are natural states. It may not be the way most people are living, but they are natural states. Nature, we want to use nature as our model and copy her method. And that's what this program teaches us to do.
Well, I'm going to come back to you for a final question, Bob, in about 60 seconds. I want to review what everyone will be getting who do take action. And the question I'm going to be asking you, so prepare for it, is what happens when someone doesn't take action tonight? What happens when they just listen and they don't take action through these 11 forgotten laws. So stay tuned for that. I'll be coming back to you in just a moment. If you're listening, you've been listening to the great Bob Proctor, and you can listen on and on. You can go to the main introduction page and the sales page and the invitation page. It's online for you to watch and read and listen to. There are videos there at the11forgottenlaws.com. But that's not where I want you to go right now. I want you to go to the11forgottenlaws.com/special. Bob was alluding to something earlier. There's a synergistic effect with all these laws. When you put them together, they mean more. It's like 1 and 1 equals 11. And the 11 forgotten laws with Bob and Mary, if you go through the page, you will read all about it. But the reason I want you to go to the /special page is because that page has been designed for this teleseminar. This teleseminar is a preview call, and this is an experiment because the world has access to this, but only 250 people will get access to the special. And that's at www.the11forgottenlaws.com/special. And the reason for that is we want your feedback. We want to get the success stories from you. We may even create a blog with the success stories of how the forgotten laws have not only made a bigger difference in your life, but you've made a bigger difference in other people's lives, because isn't that the point? So go through the page and read it, but then I want you to grab your mouse and order it, because it doesn't take sacrifice or much sacrifice to get this in your hands. For less than a dinner for two, a dinner for one, where I live near San Francisco, this is yours. And once they're gone, they're gone. The special will not be around. They're there for 250 because it is an experiment. So go there and take action. Now, many of you will not, and many of you will. At least 250 of you will get this shipped to you immediately. The sooner it comes into your life, the sooner you can make a difference in your life. And I don't need to say this for myself. I'm successful. I listened to Bob 5 years ago, and I listened to him say something, how do I turn my annual income into a monthly income? And I asked myself a second question, how do I turn it into an hourly income? And by utilizing these laws unknowingly, without them being put together like this, I turned my annual income of $63,700 into an hourly income, did it 12 times in the course of 5 years, and it continues to get better and better, not because I know what I'm doing, but because I know how the laws work. And when I codify them and put them together in a way where they make sense to me, it's a lot easier to utilize them, not by just sticking a CD into my, or a DVD into a DVD player and watch the law of attraction and magically waiting for someone to knock on the door. So taking action is critically important because it is the first step. We've been on this call for about 55 minutes. The offer is very simple. We are offering you the 11 forgotten laws. There are 12 laws. The law of attraction, you know all about that from The Secret. If you don't, then you will. The 11 forgotten laws, you can read about it on this page. If there are any left by the time you go there, remember it's the /special that is the most important for this call. The11forgottenlaws.com/special. Now, I don't know if this is the law of marketing, but Bob, if there are 5,000 people listening tonight, 250 of them will get access to this, and then the others will be on a standby list, which is fine, but the people who actually take action will be far fewer than 5,000. All 5,000 should be taking action, but they won't. Why is that? What will happen if those who are not listening, who are listening right now, do not take action? What is the predictable impact of that lack of action? Because we know what will happen when they do take action. What happens if they don't take action?
Well, there's a basic law of life, Alex. It's create or disintegrate. You're either going ahead or you're going backwards. If you are not doing something that's intelligent and lawful to move ahead, odds are you're going backwards. And it's the paradigm that keeps us wired to where we are. If a person just looks back over their life, over the last 4 or 5 years, it's like you said, you have taken that $63,000 and turned it into an hourly income a number of times, and you'll probably turn that into an income where you can earn it in a minute because you're dealing with infinite and you are continually learning, like myself. I have a friend of mine that began studying this around the same time as me, and every time I see him, he looks at me and smiles, and he said, Bob, we could have missed it. We could have missed it, but we didn't. Don't miss it. It would be a tragedy if you missed it. My brother wrote me a letter about a year ago, and he thanked me for picking up that book back in 1961. He said, Bob, our whole family has changed because of it. Not just my brother and sister and mother and father and that. It goes out into cousins and second cousins. It's like a wave. Our whole family, and we could have missed it. Don't you miss it.
Bob, thank you very much, and listen to what he has to say, because all you need to do is use your fingers, grab your mouse, and go to the 11forgottenlaws.com/special. Read it. That's the final time I'm going to say it. Bob Proctor, thank you very much. Good luck, and I hope our paths cross again very, very soon.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's been a pleasure working with you again.